Well, greetings to all this morning in Savior's name, and I'm glad to be here with you, and I look forward to Sundays more than I used to, I know, and so we just got done praying, so I might just go into this here, what I have to share. It's something I've been thinking about for some time, and just some thoughts I have and Bible verses. I want to say from the beginning that it's nothing complete, and I think I jump around quite a bit, but hopefully it can somehow be a blessing. But I would title it "Staying on the Narrow Way," and I'll just share a little bit here, then I have some verses. But what I've been thinking about is how every day, how we're in a battle. And we're in a battle against right and wrong. And it's between, you know, godliness and ungodliness. And how Satan is out in a very subtle way to draw us away from God, and he's, you know, he's sneaky about his work, and all that he is out to do is to steal, to kill, and to destroy, as it says in John 10:10, says that he's only out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm gonna turn there and read that. John 10:10. It says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." And so I was thinking about that, how Satan is out to do that, and that's all he does. I was thinking about how can I stay on this narrow way, and what must I do to stay on this narrow way and to endure and not to lose my love for Christ. I was encouraged as I looked into and found some verses. I guess I was thinking about what is going to keep me from letting the truth slip, or from being deceived, or however you would say it, from losing my way. But there's I was thinking about that. There's choices that I will make. There's clear choices that I will make that will not align with God's word, and if I lose the way, it's not just going to happen overnight. There's choices I'm going to make. I'm going to have a hard heart that's going to resist God and His authority. I was just encouraged with that. If we keep pressing on and stay on that narrow way, we won't slip away. We won't fall away from God. I was encouraged with the verses out of Philippians 3:13. It says, you know those, Philippians 3:13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And I was just encouraged with that. If we keep pressing toward the mark, if we keep pressing for that prize, God will keep us, and we won't lose our way. And also, some other verses that were encouraging to me was John 10:27-30. John 10. is it talks about that no one can pluck us out of the Father's hand. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And that thought just blessed me thinking about that. If we are His child and we are committed to Him, there's no one or nothing that can pluck us out of our Father's hand. That He'll be faithful and He will do His part. But it is if I do my part. So I'd like to keep going here. I was, like I said, my thoughts are probably a little scattered, but in the children's lesson recently, it was shared out of Ephesians 6, and there's a phrase that kind of goes along with this that I kept thinking about afterwards, and it's having done, the phrase is having done all to stand. Just trying to turn here. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And there's a lot of nice verses there, but that's what I was thinking about is am I doing all to stand? And I was thinking about my choices, the decisions I make, the things I do, are they helping me to stand, or are they building up, or are they gonna end up tearing down, or how do my choices affect my spiritual life? And that's just what I was thinking about. And will I be able to endure? Will the choices I make, will they have a good long-lasting effect on my life, and will they stand and endure the test of time? I couldn't help but also think of those as I was thinking about enduring, and I just kind of goes with this, but it's endure. I was thinking about the definition of endure. It means to go through, to last, to live, or to live on. There'd be more definitions, but those were a few that I picked, and that blessed me thinking about that and how that's what we want for our life. And then I'd like to read Matthew 7:24-27. Which is about building our house upon the rock. Therefore, it's Matthew 7:24-27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So I was thinking about enduring, I was thinking about having a good foundation, and I don't know, is it the stage I'm at in life or what it is, but it seems like I've been thinking a lot about about being able to endure and being able to have a good foundation, so my spiritual house doesn't fall, and that it's built upon the rock, Jesus Christ. And along with that, someone has said, we are saved, but we must continue being saved. And I was thinking about that too, how, you know, we have made a good start and we've given our heart to God and we've been walking with Him as much as we can. But we need to continue to be saved we need to continue to walk in the light and in His way. And that also was a blessing to me, thinking about continuing to be saved. And along with that, you probably have thought of these verses already, but in Matthew 24:13 and Mark 13:13, it is he that endures to the end that is saved. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And so I was thinking about that, how, yes, we are saved today, but we truly are saved if we endure to the end, if we go all the way through. And it comes back to that definition of endure, is to last, to go through, to live on. So I also was thinking of, what are some things that are going to keep, that I will need to endure and to stay on that narrow way? And I just put a short list together of some things I thought about, but it's not at all. There's a lot more that we could add, but just number one, I was thinking just being committed and surrendered to God, having His Spirit upon our life, as we've been hearing about, as Aiden has been preaching about the Spirit. Just if we have God, we also need His Spirit upon our life to make to help us through and to help us make good decisions and choices that please God. Number two, I was thinking of not losing the wonder or being aware of what God has done for me. That's going to help me to endure and to, yeah, that'll help me to endure if I don't lose that. Just having that thankful heart of gratitude that's turned towards God, of what He's done for us and for our, even our personal lives, of forgiving our sins and washing us clean. Number three I have is having a zeal and a passion for the lost. You know, seeing that they're lost and seeing that you can share with them. Thinking about that too. And then number four I have is being part of a body of believers where there is openness and accountability. And we need each other, at least I know I do, and the world's thinking is that I can stand alone, I can be big myself, and we know that won't work, it won't last, it won't endure, it's going to fall away. But if we can stand together as brothers, we'll keep each other on the narrow way. So with that, I don't have a lot more on enduring. I was just, I'd like to close with some verses, out of Mark 13, out of Mark 13, 32 to 37. And I guess my heart was just that as we continue to press on and press toward the mark, that we be found watching and waiting for his return, and that we be found faithful. So let's read Mark 13, 32 to 37. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you know not what the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning, lest suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. So I think that's all I have, and I hope it could somehow bless and encourage someone to continue pressing on. I'd like to read a few verses out of the song, I'm Pressing On the Upward Way. We can sing that if you need a song to sing, but verse 2 and 3, or line 2 and 3, blessed me as I looked at it. It says, my heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. That's all I have.